And I think, you know, I go back to something that Kurt Warner said to you on your podcast earlier, where you said there are quarterbacks you win because of and quarterbacks you win with. And I think he's a quarterback, you know, you win with. He's not going to be the reason that you win. On the other side of it, I think the quarterback advantage in this game goes to the Patriots. I like Mac Jones better than Ryan Tannehill. I just do. But you brought up an interesting point in your piece on NBC Sports Boston, which is that teams have had some success when bringing extra rushers and blitzing Mac Jones. And we know he took three sacks against Dean Pease and the Atlanta Falcons. Do you expect to see that from Tennessee?
Yeah, and all those sacks came on blitzes, and a couple of them came from the secondary. And so I would expect, with the connection between Dean Pease and Mike Vrabel — Dean Pease, obviously the defensive coordinator for the Titans for a couple of years here under Vrabel when Vrabel started here — I would expect we see a few blitzes from the Titans today. Now, that's not what the Titans typically do. They're 27th in the NFL in terms of blitz rate because they've got this great front. Right, they got a great pass rush with Harold Landry, the BC kid, who's having an unbelievable year. Jeffrey Simmons, to me, is one of the best young defensive players in football, regardless of position. He actually has more pressures this year than Aaron Donald, most of any interior defensive lineman. So they haven't really needed to blitz, but Mac Jones is getting blitzed to kingdom come, guys. That has been one of the more remarkable developments to me, is that we think of, right, the narrative around Mac Jones is that, well, he's this unbelievable processor, and he's going to understand what the defense is trying to do to him in general. And I think in general that is true. And I think for a rookie, he is pretty advanced, but he's not an elite, quote-unquote, elite processor just yet. And I think if he was, you wouldn't see him getting blitzed nearly as often as he is. He's getting blitzed at the second highest rate in football. The only quarterback who's blitzed more frequently than Mac Jones this year is Lamar Jackson. Well, why is that? Well, defenses, I think, are seeing that they can bother him a little bit when they bring extra pressure. And his quarterback rating is about 20 points lower against the blitz than it is when he's not blitzed. His average yards per attempt come way down. You know, for really, really good quarterbacks against the blitz, they don't get blitzed all that often because you get burned, right? Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. If you blitz those guys, you're going to get killed. That has not been the case against Mac Jones this year, and I would anticipate, even though they're not a blitz-heavy team, the Titans will bring some pressure today.
Beto, if I can just jump in with the follow-up here, I want to ask you this, Phil. It's somewhat related to this, but you know, something that I've sort of noticed is it seems like what do you see from Mac Jones sometimes when he gets blitzed, not from the backside, but from the front side? It seems like he doesn't notice it, like, until that guy's on him, which is kind of unusual. Normally, you know, quarterbacks, it's blindside pressure that bothers quarterbacks. But there are guys, like, directly, you think, in his line of sight, and it feels like he doesn't see him to the last second.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's just because he is so locked into his reads, Chris, and he just feels like he has so much going on that he's trying to figure out in real time as he's watching these passing concepts develop that he's not noticing it until late. I will say, I think he's gotten a little bit better the last few weeks in terms of stepping up when there is edge pressure. And again, he's a pocket quarterback, so we know from watching Tom Brady for a long time, if you can push the pocket from the middle and then get edge pressure so that he can't step up, that's a real issue. And that's why today might be a problem. I think the Patriots, are going to be frustrated a little bit by this Titans defense. They're excellent against both the run and the pass, and with that combination of Simmons on the interior and Landry on the edge, it could allow those pockets to get really restricted really quickly for Mac.
Yeah, so over the course of this winning streak, Phil, how much, in your opinion, has the offensive line improved from where they were at the start of the year? Like, I know it's been a big, dramatic improvement. Are they great? Are they good? Where are they right now in your eyes?
I think they're one of the best in football. I really do. They are the biggest in football, the biggest, the largest, the heaviest. Combined 1,955 pounds among their top six, and that obviously is skewed because you have Trent Brown, who weighs 380.
I was going to say.
And Mike Owenu, who weighs 350. Those are two of the biggest offensive linemen in the NFL. But I think, and we've seen this on a handful of occasions this year, especially the last couple of weeks, now that Owenu is the jumbo tight end, they'll bring him in and align him right next to Trent Brown with a fullback in the backfield and a 230-pound or 215-pound back behind that fullback, and you have a formation that is got to be one of the most punishing offensively in the NFL. And you know, they're averaging 10 yards per play when they run that formation. I'd expect as the weather gets colder, as it gets harder to tackle, you're going to see more of that. But this offensive line, to me, you know, I think it really started to turn a little bit in Houston, believe it or not. That was really the first time that Mac Jones got through a game without being pressured on like a third or more of his dropbacks. Through the first month of the season, he was getting pressured at an unbelievable rate. He was going to set a record for quarterback hits taken. And he got rocked a few times in Dallas the following week after Houston, but really has been since week five. This offense has gone to another level, you know, and even on third down, third and long, they're arguably the best third and long team in football since week five. Best passer rating in third and five plus situations, best success rate in third and five plus. So they've been protecting him much better, obviously getting Trent Brown back, getting Ted Karras in the middle, who I don't think has been talked about enough. He has been a big factor in this swing as well. But they're just running the football incredibly well. 120 yards in seven straight games. That's what offensive linemen want to do. They don't want to pass protect snap after snap after snap. And so they've been more dedicated to the running game over these last 7 weeks. And that's really helped the offense overall.
All right, Phil. Well, we appreciate you stopping on by and all your insight in today's game. I think earlier Alex Barth called it a taking care of business game, was how he described this one.
Did he sing it?
Take care.
He didn't sing it. Do you want to sing it?
Did he sing it? He didn't do the he didn't do the little tune with that, Beatle?
No, he didn't. He's mentioned BTO in previous weeks. He's brought up the it's a Bachman-Turner overdrive game. He did not do that today. He just said it's another taking care of business game.
Yeah, I think it's a low-scoring game. I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I think I've got it at like 20 to 10. That's what I'm feeling today. This Titans defense is really good, and I think people are sort of underrating them because they're such a it's such a JV unit today on the offensive side.
JV. Ooh, that's strong.
I mean, listen, they've got Cody Hollister, who's going to be playing significant, it looks like potentially, significant receiver snaps for them, who is, you know, good for him. He is to me, he's the more talented musically of the two Hollister twins. I don't know if you guys ever heard those two sing.
No,
but in
I
terms
haven't.
Of the, his football prowess, he's the lesser Hollister brother, which, you know, I don't know what that's saying about this receiving group today for Tennessee.
And he has maintained employment in the NFL, which we always
good
like
for
to
him.
See for those guys that work hard at the bottom of the roster. So,
yes, sir.
All right, Phil. Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, guys. Have a good
Phil
one.
Perry.